This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack announced Friday that California citrus farmers will be able to resume exports to China this season. California citrus exports are valued at $30 million annually. A series of scientific exchanges between USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service and China's General Administration of Quality Supervision, Inspection, and Quarantine resulted in an agreement for California citrus to again be exported to China. APHIS and USDA's Foreign Agricultural Service worked closely with the U.S. citrus industry to ensure the successful outcome. The National Groundwater Association encourages every person to protect public health and the health of the environment by protecting groundwater beginning on Protect Your Groundwater Day, September 9th. In the United States, 44% of the population regularly depends on groundwater, and 42 million Americans rely on privately owned and operated household water wells for their drinking water supply. Another 88 million residents rely on groundwater-supplied community water systems. Watermelon selling wholesale for $100 is nothing new for California grower Tony DeGuerra. He can't keep up with the demand for his heart-shaped and square watermelons, which are specially shaped in molds as they grow. So-called frankenfruit pumpkins, which are shaped to resemble the tall, misshapen head of the monster Frankenstein, also are a huge hit at Halloween. Eating baked or broiled fish once a week may prevent age-related gray matter loss, regardless of how much omega-3 fatty acid it contains, according to an American study. North Dakota's energy development is a boom for the state's economy and employment rate, but it's proving to be somewhat of a bust for farmers, ranchers, and food companies who have access to fewer rail cars as trains fill up with much slicker cargo, oil. If we can't get this stuff out soon, a lot of it is simply going to go on the ground and rot, according to Bill Heigel, who grows soybeans, wheat, and sugar beets about 20 miles west of Fargo, North Dakota. Current and future generations of rural Americans will be left behind their fellow citizens if they aren't able to access affordable broadband services, the American Farm Bureau Federation said in recent comments to the Federal Communications Commission in support of the creation of the Connect America Fund. According to Farm Bureau, farmers and ranchers in rural America rely on broadband access to manage and operate successful businesses, just as businesses do in urban America. Access to broadband allows farmers and ranchers to utilize precision agriculture equipment, follow commodity markets, communicate with their customers, and gain access to new markets around the world. President Barack Obama in June said he would take action on immigration before the end of summer. After consultations with the Department of Justice, Department of Homeland Security, and other federal departments and agencies that deal with the issue, Obama is expected to announce his plan soon. While farmers and ranchers are asking the administration for more flexibility for farm workers, Farm Bureau continues to push Congress to act on immigration reform this year. Regional differences in the effects of the recession are striking, with the column of states running from North Dakota to Texas faring much better in terms of employment and unemployment rates than most other regions, according to a report, Rural Employment Trends in Recession and Recovery, released on Monday by the Agriculture Department's Economic Research Service. The Great Plains states, in particular, experienced smaller spikes in unemployment, largely because their initial industrial composition was skewed toward relatively stable economic sectors, in particular agriculture, and away from some of the hardest hit sectors, such as manufacturing. Nationwide water and wetlands maps assembled by the Environmental Protection Agency paint an astonishing picture of EPA's plan to control a huge amount of private property across the country, according to Representative Lamar Smith, chairman of the House Science Committee, which released the agency's map Wednesday. In a letter to EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy, Smith said that while the agency claims it has not yet used these maps to regulate, considering they were created just days after the agency released its sweeping Waters of the U.S. proposal, it's clear these maps were drafted with the purpose of regulation in mind. In light of the ongoing rulemaking and the obvious questions these maps raise, Smith said EPA should provide all documents and communications related to EPA's contract with Indus Corporation to create these maps, enter these and other previously undisclosed maps into the official rulemaking docket for public review, and keep the public comment period open for at least 60 days after the map's entry in the official rulemaking docket to provide adequate time for public comment. Farm Bureau organizations and all Americans should demand straight talk from the Environmental Protection Agency about its proposed Waters of the U.S. rule, according to AFBF General Counsel Ellen Steen. EPA's public talking points say the proposed rule will regulate tributaries, but the fine print shows the rule would go much farther than any common understanding of that word. Steen explains that dictionaries define a tributary as a river or stream flowing into a larger river or lake, but the fine print in the proposed rule reads as follows. A tributary is a longitudinal surface feature that results from directional surface water movement and sediment dynamics demonstrated by the presence of bed and banks, bottom and lateral boundaries, or other indicators of ordinary high watermark. It also says in some regions of the country where there is a very low gradient, the banks of a tributary may be very low or may even disappear at times. Translating the fine print into English, the proposed WOTUS rules will regulate land where water channels and flows when it rains, so long as the flowing water leaves a mark on the land. It may even regulate land where there is no visible channel or marks left by flowing water. A federal judge earlier this week struck down Kauai County, Hawaii's GMO law, which requires companies to disclose their use of pesticides and genetically modified crops. U.S. District Court Judge Barry Curran ruled the Kauai County ordinance unlawfully preempts state law governing pesticide use. This decision in no way diminishes the health and environmental concerns of the people of Kauai, Curran wrote. The court's ruling simply recognizes that the state of Hawaii has established a comprehensive framework for addressing the application of restricted use pesticides and the planting of GMO crops, which presently precludes local regulation by the county. County officials have not yet decided whether they will appeal the ruling. After determining that Mexico was subsidizing its sugar growers, the Commerce Department has issued preliminary countervailing duties effective immediately against Mexican sugar imports, ranging from 3% to 17%, depending on the exporter. Since they are not final, the duties can be modified or eliminated. Commerce is expected to announce a final decision on the countervailing duties in January 2015. In addition, the department is considering whether to also impose anti-dumping duties on the $1 billion of annual Mexican sugar imports to the U.S. The action by the Department of Commerce is in response to a petition for import relief filed by the American Sugar Alliance. Illinois Farm Bureau encourages members to apply for a place on the Action Teams, a great involvement opportunity. Applicants can select the team that matches their interests and skills. Choose from consumer outreach, leadership development, membership promotion, or quality of life. Each team consists of 10 to 15 men and women with a variety of leadership and life experiences. Teams meet just twice a year in Bloomington to develop and launch new, innovative statewide Farm Bureau programs that address the needs of agriculture and farm families. Maybe you've seen the pro-agriculture ads on these city buses in Champaign or Springfield, or maybe you've seen the movie ads in theaters in Carbondale or picked up a Rules of the Country Road booklet. You might even know someone who participates in Collegiate Farm Bureau. All of these were Action Team projects. For more information or an application, contact the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Applications will be accepted until November 24th. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.